Jeremy, you know me. I'm a pretty nice guy for the most part.
Sometimes.
But I always try to give the sales area, the girls there, I always try to give them a hard time, you know?
Right.
So today, we're talking about God Bless America, the national anthem. So I walk to the back, and I'm like, God bless the sales girls.
Because
they're not even there.
Yeah, and they're the reason we have jobs
right
here.
So the one time I give them a kudos, they don't even hear.
That makes sense.
Laura's the only one back there. She's gabbing on the phone.
That makes sense.
Well, she's
I
doing her
that's
job.
That's what she's supposed to do, right? That's what you do when you're in sales. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Lante. He's Jeremy Warner.
Hey.
And I've got a funny thing about our next guest. How many social media stuff? I mean, what do we got? We got Facebook. We got Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
There's email. There's cell phones. There's a regular landline phone. So Chris Widlick, who's now the sports director at Wish TV in Indianapolis, Chris and I, we just can't seem to make contact with all the social media in the world. Chris, how are you? I'm actually talking to him.
I'm doing well. Yeah, we keep missing each other, whether it's a text or whether it's a message, whether it's a phone call. But we finally connected. That's all that matters.
Well, Chris, I talked to him enough, so just save yourself and just get off the phone as early as you can.
I understand.
Believe me, Chris knows. He's one of those guys that when Lante shows up on his phone, he's like, oh, no.
Just let this go to voicemail.
Exactly.
This will be a 20-minute conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Chris, you're not very nice. No, you are. I'm kidding. Hey, Chris Widlick, of course, at Wish TV and in Indianapolis and former sports director here at WCIA. If somebody's out there going, Chris Widlick, why do I know that name? That's exactly where you know the name. Well, Chris, I know the sky. Has it fallen or is it still falling in Indianapolis?
The pieces are coming down, yes. People are diving for cover. This story with Peyton Manning has been ongoing for months, and it just keeps taking a different twist, a different turn. And we don't really know where it's going to end. We don't know for sure if he's going to be able to take snaps on opening day. I would think, if I'm a betting man, I would probably say yes, because this guy, obviously, he's got that streak going, 208 consecutive games. He wants to be out there more than anything for his teammates. But if he's not ready, if he doesn't feel like he can play up to his own standards, he's not going to do it. And we don't really know. I mean, we talked to him last Saturday, and he says he's improving. He sees things getting better, but he's still not there yet. He's not there enough to even practice with his own teammates. So it's going to be right down to the wire to see if he can get out there on opening day.
Well, Chris, it seems like the media doesn't know if he's going to play or not or how healthy he is. Is that because the Colts and Peyton Manning themselves don't know, or are they just being really quiet about this?
Well, historically, the Colts are extremely quiet and secretive about the way they go about things, about the health of their players. That's the Polian way. That's the way he likes it. So it tends to be very hush-hush. But it's a situation where it's a nerve that's regenerating in his neck. He had bulging discs in his neck, which he had a few years ago, had the same situation done, same operation. That one came back a little bit quicker. This one, you just don't know with nerves. It's not like you can play with a sore knee or, you know, coming off an ACL surgery, you've got so much time to rehab. With a nerve, you just don't know how long it's going to take. So there is some mystery involved, certainly, but I don't even think Peyton knows exactly when he can be ready.
Visiting with Chris Widlick from Wish TV in Indianapolis, former sports director at WCIA here in Champaign. And Chris, it's not like it's a big deal to get him back quick. You only open at Houston.
Yeah. Probably the biggest game of the year,
right?
Which the same thing happened a year ago. They opened at Houston and got walloped. The Texans just hammered them. Certainly, they came back to earth a little bit later, as the Texans tend to do. But, yeah, it's a very big game, certainly. And everybody in the AFC South is chomping at the bit that maybe now we've got an opportunity to knock the Kings off the throne. So, it's a very important game, certainly. And I think that makes the anxiety even higher, both in the Colts complex and for the fans. And you can imagine the phone calls that we've been getting and the emails and the radio shows here, especially after they signed Kerry Collins yesterday. Now, you can take that one of two ways. Either it's an insurance policy because the guys that they have right now are just not good. They're not going to get it done. Collins can do it better than what they have now, let's put it that way. Or they don't think Peyton's going to be ready at all, and they got to get somebody in here quickly and get him up to speed so he can be ready on opening day. So it's really hard to tell. You can look at it two different ways. So it's either half full or half empty.
Right. And, Chris, it seems like we know at Reggie Wayne's reaction to the Kerry Collins signing. He said, I like the guys we have, though I think it was smart for the Colts to get him instead of Orlovsky or Curtis Painter. I think we've seen that play out, yeah. At the end of the season when they've sat Peyton Manning. But do you think Kerry Collins can come in there and at least be a serviceable backup for that first week? I mean, 2 weeks isn't a long time to get ready.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. But that guy's been around the block. Plus, the ties that he's got with these people, he knows the system well enough. He's played against the Colts for the last 5-6 years. Jim Caldwell was his quarterback's coach at Penn State, believe it or not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the Polians drafted him at Carolina. So Bill Polian was the president of the Carolina Panthers when they drafted Kerry Collins. So he's got a lot of relationships with the Colts people. It's a difficult offense to pick up, but this guy has seen and done just about everything. I think statistically his numbers are historically not up to Peyton Manning's, but he's second in almost every category.
Wow.
The guy's been around for a very long time, 38 years old. Again, he's been through everything. Very different kind of quarterback than Peyton. He's a bit of a statue. I mean, he'll go down, he'll take the sack, he'll throw the ball out of bounds. He won't try as much to make a play as Manning does. But he definitely is serviceable. I think that's a good word for it. Again, though, his first day of practice was probably today. Actually, we didn't have any access to the team today. They've got a game tomorrow. So I think he went through the walkthrough today, and he's going to learn as much as he can learn. But again, he's a veteran. He knows how to do things. He's been through it before. So he'll do what he can to get up to speed in a hurry.
Yeah, people are freaking out in Indianapolis because without Peyton Manning, they're probably not a playoff team. But with Peyton Manning, are they still a playoff team? And it seems like there's holes on that offense. The offensive line isn't the same as it was when Indy was at his heyday when they went to the Super Bowl. And that defense seems like, you know, they had Dwight Freeney. They had those edge pass rushers, but it still doesn't seem like it's a top, you know, half of the AFC kind of defense.
Yeah, defensively, I think they're okay. I think they're good enough. The question is on the offense, especially the offensive line. Potentially, they're going to have three new starters up front.
Mm.
Last year, the offensive line was a disaster. The running game was horrible. Manning was only taking 2-3-step drops before he got rid of the ball. It was not good, and they completely revamped it. Their first two draft picks were offensive linemen. And one of them is going to start at left tackle, Anthony Costanzo from Boston College.
Yep.
He looks like he's going to be a good one. They've got potentially a new left guard. They've got a potentially new right guard. And they moved Ryan Deem into right guard for this game. So they're working out different combinations to see what works best. But that's the biggest question mark on this team. Of course, the health is going to be a big deal, too. If Gonzalez and Colley can stay on the field, that's certainly hopeful. But that offensive line is a big question mark. But talent-wise, sure. They're good enough to make the playoffs. The division's not that good. I think Tennessee and Jacksonville are really going to struggle. New quarterback, a new coach at Tennessee. Houston, that's the team you got to watch for sure. But historically, Houston can't turn that corner. They can't win that big game.
Right.
So it'll be very interesting to see how it all unfolds.
Wrapping up with Chris Woodlick from Wish TV in Indianapolis. And we talk about quarterbacks getting hurt right in your area, Big Ten, Purdue's quarterback Rob Henry getting hurt. I mean, this team didn't expect a lot from him before that. I mean, how does this impact Purdue's chances of winning a couple Big Ten games?
I think it hurts. He got his feet wet last year and was okay. But this year he really became a leader. He came into spring ball, took the bull by the horns. While Marv was rehabbing his knee, was coming off a knee surgery, and they're really high on him. He looked good. He was penciled in as the starter because Marv, again, isn't completely 100% off of that knee. I'm not exactly sure why. They thought he'd be ready by now, but he's not. But it's just yet another key injury to that football team. Last year, they lost their quarterback, their top running back, their top wide receiver. It was awful.
Wow.
I mean, the team was just snake-bitten, and now there's that feeling of, oh, gosh, here we go again.
Yeah, and Chris,
it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt him.
Have you heard anything about Marv, too, with the whole deal with Miami? Has anything broken there in terms of his eligibility?
Yeah, no problems with his eligibility.
Okay.
They've already ruled on he's clear. There's not an issue with that, and he's actually even talked to the NCAA about the situation. A lot of things that they're not going to let us know about. But yeah, he was named in that whole situation, but
right.
He has been cleared. So there's not a problem with him playing on the football field.
All right, Chris Widlick, former sports director at WCIA, now at Wish TV in Indianapolis. Chris, always good to hear your voice. Always great to chat. And thank you much for coming on today.
Anytime, guys. You know that.
All right, Chris. Buddy. Thank you, Chris. That is sure. Chris Widlick. He is the former sports director, of course, at WCIA. And I said he's the sports director at Wish. I'm not sure that he is, but I think he is. So I apologize.
He didn't correct you.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's not, he'll just let it slide. Just say, well, yeah, that sounds good.
At least somebody thinks so.
So, you know, this whole Kerry Collins thing has brought me. I've got a Kerry Collins story that I've told before. But now, you know, of course, I've got to tell a story.
Right.
You want me to do it now?
I've heard this like four times.
You want me to do it now or after the.
You go
you
for it.
You sound like my wife now. Or whatever.
I've heard this four times, and maybe our listeners haven't.
Okay, let's do it when we get back.
You had a bonding experience with Kerry Collins.
Yes, I did. Not that it's that exciting, but let's take a break so I can finish this Jolly Rancher, and then we'll come back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Always the professional. Connect FM.